step into the world where the dummies roam. In a dungeon deep, far from hearth and home. With a rusty sword and a half-cocked plan. Where the dungeon dummies let the games begin. Oh, roll those dice, let the fate decide. Whether we stand or we run and hide. We're the heroes you call when there's no one else. Dungeon dummies, welcome to chaos itself. There's Terry the Tank, who forgets to block. And Sal the Rogue, can't pick a lock. With Maggie the Mage, who trips on spells. And Jerry the Bard, who, well, you can tell. Oh, roll those dice, let the fate decide. Whether we stand or we run and hide. We're the heroes you call when there's no one else. Dungeon dummies, welcome to chaos itself. From dragon's fire to goblin sneer. Our chances are slim, but we persevere. With critical fails and a twist of fate. We're laughing in danger, it's never too late. Fine, so lift your voices, let's shout and cheer. Dungeon dummies, our time is here. We may be foolish, we may be green. But tonight we're legends on this questing scene. We're the dungeon dummies, wild and free. In this land of magic and mystery. So grab your dice and join our crew. It's a dangerous game and we're playing it too.
Oh, that was such a crisp can open. Jeez. Oh, shit. I'm about to get fucked up.
Oh, my goodness. Fucking adorable. My heart.
Huh? Ah.
I'm still drawing.
Oh.
I've not stopped.
Oh.
You know what I could use right now? A donut.
No.
Ice cream donut.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah, you know?
What do you guys do for the next 10 minutes?
Currently, we're talking about ice cream donuts.
Yes.
Ice cream donuts? Out of the way!
What do you do in-game?
Oh, yeah,
talk about ice cream donuts, John.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
do you mean?
You guys aren't even in the same room.
What do you mean? We're in the hallway. Look at this.
Point the way. I must know where it is.
That's the awkwardest conversation.
We're yelling through the walls.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm a bear. I have good hearing.
He's got a point with that one. But like what? Like seriously, serious question, right? Everyone's favorite donut.
All of them.
You can't have all of them. Smarty, okay, respect on that.
Yes,
one.
I can.
You can't. You know what? You probably could eat all of them.
Precisely. Now tell me where it is.
I hope when we get to the shore or something, there's a store. Probably not.
Oh. Osa just walks in a slump back to his room and falls on the bed.
We can probably make some.
You crushed my hopes and dreams!
So you don't want to make donuts?
Hello.
Hi.
Your boy whispers to you. I'm more of a fan of Krispy Kreme.
But they have so many flavors.
Classic.
You literally wouldn't have heard this. The spoopy ghost is, unless you magically managed to hear him, you literally wouldn't have heard that sentence.
No, no, I wasn't saying it.
It would be impossible. It would be impossible. It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, no, I wanted to know what one specifically from John, because he said that, and I was like, but they have so many options. Didn't mean it to the ghost.
Classic. Classic.
So glazed, in other words.
Yeah.
Respect. Mm.
They have a Biscoff one that's kind of fire, though.
No, like, we went to when I went on holiday last year, I tried Biscoff biscuits for the first time. Oh my god.
Oh, they're so good. Aren't they?
Sidetrack like a pro.
They're so fucking good. They're just the most simple things, but
yeah, we give them in a cup of tea.
They literally
I was never interested in them. We went to a coffee place and they gave you some for free. So I tried.
Normally come with like a coffee or a tea usually.
Yeah.
In most places.
Oh my god. I do have a question, Blue. Why do I have to pay? Why do I have to pay to use the fucking toilet?
Where? Where did you pay to you specify? As in just going in somewhere or just in general?
In the public toilets. I had to pay to use them.
Like, what the fuck? In the toilet?
No, like to gain entry to the toilet.
In like a restaurant or like a cafe?
It was at the mall and a few restaurants, I believe.
Okay, mall, I don't have an answer for you on that front, but restaurants do it just so people don't come in and constantly use the toilets. It's like a customer thing. But in the mall, I don't have an answer for you. That one, I don't know. That's just a shit mall. But yeah, restaurants do it just so people just so people don't take the piss, basically.
I've got a God-given right to take a piss if I want to take a piss.
Yeah, but you're in their premises. That's why they do it. In the mall, though, that one I don't understand. Yeah, like, that one I can't answer. But I know why restaurants do it. In, like, places like that.
So, Dame Killer, you still haven't told us what's your favorite donut.
It's some specific chocolate one.
That limits the field to...
So fucking helpful. Ah, yes, chocolate.
No, I'll get the name now. Give me a moment to look it
up. Now, respectfully, I love the chocolate. Magnum. I love the Magnum ones that were, like, 2 years back for special. Those ones are fucking good.
But instead of donuts, I'd rather just get cinnamon buns.
Cinnabon. Oh.
We have Cinnabon close by now, so I can get it delivered.
Fuck you, you lucky.
Chocolate fudge donuts.
Ooh. That sounds so sickly, but ooh.
I know
what I'm doing tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. Oh my god.
As long as they don't have sprinkles on, I'm fine.
You don't like sprinkles?
Sprinkles off.
Honestly, no, you know what? I'm with you on that. I get it.
Why sprinkles? What's wrong with sprinkles?
It's just too much. You just no need.
Yeah.
They just annoy me. And they go everywhere. They don't stay on the donut. They just kind of,
Yeah. And also, if they put too much, then it just fucks with the taste.
John
doesn't like... Okay, that's fair, right? But there's like a certain sprinkle I like. I don't know where I can find them anymore because I haven't seen them in Woolworths anymore. But those motherfuckers are literally just pure chocolate and like popping candy.
You guys still have Woolworths?
Yes, we do.
Do I have Woolworths still?
Woolies.
Woolies is expensive though.
But
they have the best lasagna.
I do have Woolworths.
They do. And the fucking ambiance, dude.
Fight me with this. I know better places to get my favorite fucking food, bastard.
The ambiance. Did you just hit us with the ambiance?
dude, when you go into a Woolies versus a spa, it's just a different feel.
Oh, nah. There's a spa there by Midland. That one's too fancy. It feels like a Woolworths, but you're in spa. It's fucked.
We don't have store Woolworths anymore. They removed them all. We just have online.
No, that's
really.
It was a couple of years ago. They closed all the stores down and just moved it to solely online.
Why?
But they have the best. They have the best because it's the.
Okay, yeah, no.
Although M&S kind of beat it, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
We don't have M&S. It's fancier Woolworths, essentially. But their desserts are fucking fire.
So Woolworths is like so synonymous. Like Woolworths is so popular, right? That we have Woolworths that's attached to fucking gas stations.
Yep.
If they still have Woolworths stores, beautiful. I'd go to Woolworths more. But it's all online, and can't be bothered.
You just reminded me, Blue. I forgot to try Taco Bell while I was there. Fuck.
Oh. God damn it, John! You really should have. Hey, if you're doing that shit, send for all.
It's gonna taste ass when it gets there, but I'll ship you some. Don't worry.
I did try In-N-Out Burger though.
A what?
In-N-Out.
Oh. Taco Bell's okay. It's not. If I was to recommend places to go, Taco Bell wouldn't be on the top of the list, but it's okay. It's just fast food. It's fast Mexican food, essentially.
So no soul, but Mexican.
No, it's quite nice. I get it. But they normally have deals on, which is why I get it.
I want to go to America and try, like, you know, made by actual men.
American Taco Bell is so good. We'll give credit.
So all of us need to find a job or rob a bank so we can go try Taco Bell together.
Made by actual Mexicans.
Made by actual. Yeah. No, we should just go to Mexico.
No. Like, if there's a certain type of food made by a specific group of people, it's better if you eat it by them.
Yeah, facts. I'm not gonna lie. 100% agree with you there.
Like, I would rather have a bunny chow from Machado than just some colored dude on the street.
That's why I love a lot of the restaurants that are here. Because a lot of the Chinese places and the Indian places, they're all run by people of said. Yeah, so it tastes so much better because they actually make it how it's supposed to be made, and it's not just someone being like, I could totally make this.
Yeah, it's
and
like
then
me
fucking it.
It's like this one time, right. I went to a Woolworths and they made a Gatsby, but I saw a white guy was making a Gatsby, so I walked out and went to a different place. Because they do not understand how to make a Gatsby.
Like, to all the South Africans in the call, would you rather have Woolworths from a South African or a French guy?
Fuck.
African, bro.
I think I'd rather just have any food that's not from the French.
You see, that's what I was about to say.
I'm not really picky on that front. Anyone else can make that.
Oh yeah, fuck, we're being recorded here. Oh wow.
It's okay, this will all be cut out, don't worry.
Nice.
I don't tend to upload this part of it when we chat. It's normally cut out and put in an outtakes folder, and I will eventually snip random parts of that.
Oh, that would be fucked.
I do not put all of this in.
You know what?
Oh yeah, I know. Facts.
Hey, we should have a bri sometime.
What do you say? I was about to say something, but I was like, no, let me not say it.
Say it.
Well, now you kind of have to.
No.
Say it, pussy.
No, I don't want to say it.
You're being a little bitch right now, ain't you? Come on, Justin.
All right. Let's move on. After discussing your favorite foods, you make it to the show.
We have so many people who are not here today, right?
Two. Oh. That's why this will be a short session.
Two beans.
This is why we just spent 20 minutes talking about food.
Yay! Wait, we did?
Yep.
Damn. Give or take, yeah.
That was a good 20 minutes.
12 minutes, my bad.
Oh, still a good 12 minutes.
I'm gonna stand on the top of the boat and look at the shore.
The tube. I have stolen Justin's spot on the crow's nest.
Ah, Freya. Isn't this lovely?
Oh, look. Alarian Studios Beach.
This beach looks like Divinity.
Exactly. Alarian Studios Beach.
So, I'm just... Now that you mention it, both Baldur's Gate and Divinity starts with this.
Exactly.
The next game is going to probably continue the trend.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a literal thing with them every time, because they don't want to put you in the middle of a city, right?
John, were we stuck in the air and we fell on the beach by any chance, and we just dreamed to give it we were on a boat?
Is it? No.
I would love
to. I washed up on the shore. Well, we're just imagining to see they're getting chased down by a ghost that, you know, at home, we decided to cast on her. You are evil for that. I'm not gonna lie. That was unnecessary and disgusting. For shame on you.
What do you mean?
How could you cast precipitation on Cressida?
And we know what spell was that? Can you repeat that? I didn't quite catch it. That spell.
He got the two spells.
Yeah, I did.
Precipitation.
I didn't quite catch that though.
Fuck you.
I cast minor illusion on her.
And then that one. The one with the fucking fancy lights and shit. That shit.
Oh, you mean minor illusion again? Or dancing lights?
You just want me to say it, don't you? Cunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not going to fucking say it.
You're
going
to have to say it. No one knows what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm going to walk this way. Wait, where is Dev, by the way? Seeing as just us. Is he not with us? Nani?
One sec. There we go.
Pirates of the Caribbean theme song plays. As the goblin decides to run away.
Believe you guys making fun of my speech impediment.
I wouldn't make fun of your speech impediment.
Press the digitation.
Now I want Taco Bell. Fuck's sake. Sorry. God damn it. I'm just staring at the ocean. I'm gonna order Taco Bell. Give me a minute.
Okay. Thank you all. Much appreciated. I recommend not going to the kingdom as it has been overrun.
You just leaving us?
However, no, you're coming with me. I'm just explaining the situation.
Okay, you made it sound like you were just going.
Would you like me to go?
Seeing as we're on your lands, no, preferably not.
Okay. So, I shall be guiding you all to a hidden area where we are hiding.
Ooh, rebel count. Are we about to attack the Empire?
The Empire strikes back.
Fuck the Empire.
Is the bear okay?
He's not talking to me, so I'm not going to ask him.
He's a little seasick.
Yeah.
There, bear.
That's how you good. Cheers, Jimsy.
Boy.
He said he'll be right back. Some folder.
Okay.
What do you mean, ah, shit?
Please don't make us fight them. John, we are missing at least one person. Please, no.
Fight!
It seems like things are taking a turn for the
best. We don't see them yet, to be fair.
Yep, and they don't see you.
I like that.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm back, guys.
Welcome back.
You okay?
Yeah, someone just my mom just called me, sorry.
Everyone's getting just cold.
Sure you're okay.
You do also notice that Salem isn't with you guys.
Where did Salem go?
Everybody left us.
I don't think he left us. I think he just got, like, you know, summoned to a greater plane of existence.
Ah!
I'm not gonna lie, Lou, you sound like Rosita there.
For donuts! Not the donuts!
All of the donuts. So, Dev, what seems to be the issue?
Human soldiers.
Okay, and what seems to be the problem with that?
Can I see?
He looks at you, and then he just, like, constantly blinks.
Obviously, we kill them, right?
No, friend Oz, we should just think about this first. We shouldn't alarm them to our presence at the moment. We are trying to scope everything out first, remember? If we alert them too early, we'll have the entire human army on us.
So,
but if we kill them, then they can't report back that they know about our, you know, existence.
I'm agreeing with Oz, because we can kill them and take their gear.
Oh my soul, you nuts, bro.
And disguise ourselves as them. I'm not sure about the big bear guy.
Can I see Frederick up on the ledge, by the way?
Yeah.
Can I try and wave to gain his attention?
He waves back.
Yeah. And I was trying to get his attention to come here.
He just shouts out. I mean, you're the only
one. I'm the only one that can hear it, so it's fine.
They're closing in on your location.
Oh, guys, they're closing in.
Okay. We should disguise ourselves or camouflage in the environment.
I want to... John, would they see me if I blasted off from the ground into the sky at rapid speed?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah.
Damn it. Because I was going to hide in the sky while you guys did whatever you needed to do.
What?
That's not fair.
Oh, I can fight long range. The hell do you mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Are we rolling initiative then?
Yes, we are rolling initiative.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to get my sheet up.
I'm looking for mine as well.
I'm saying, don't worry.
Okay, thankfully it's on a favorite.
I can't find... Oh, wait, maybe?
Oh, it's here.
What is initiative based on again?
Dex drive.
Dex drive.
Okay, cool.
Dex drive.
Oh, noise.
Oh, cool.
Noise. I fucking suck at this. Seems like it's one of those days, boys.
Trying to order my Taco Bell.
So let me get this straight. Last time I got you into the burger, John got you for Taco Bell, and Blub Blub hit you with the bubble tea.
Yeah.
You are very influenced by food.
This guy, I respect that. Intruders.
No, wait, good sir, we're fellow humans.
Oh, my soul.
Says the fucking bear.
No, I'm human. I'm just very hairy.
He's a druid.
Yes.
We're all druids.
Indeed. We came from infiltrating the other place.
What other place?
The place with all the monsters.
We come back with intelligence.
And that name is?
The fuck if I'm supposed to remember what a bunch of monsters call their city?
It's the Beast Kingdom. No, wait. It's the Beast Kingdom, Insectoid Kingdom. The Goblin Kingdom.
But I don't think that's what the... No.
The Unified Kingdom that it's called now.
It's called now?
Yeah, they changed it recently. It's called the Unified Kingdom to signify the beasts and monsters.
He screams out everything you just said to the others.
Stop talking.
Rope persuasion.
Honestly, go for it.
Can I?
Oh, jeez.
Please persuade good.
Persuasion. So that's
generous. Raven's turn first.
We're on initiative.
I'll wait.
Fuck, let me roll and see if I get it.
You're trying to persuade him I'm making a joke, Draven.
That's an action.
I can intimidate.
It's understood. I have bonus actions and shit, so I'm okay. He'll go.
Poisonous charisma.
I know. I just wanted to double check something because I have a lot of plus stats and I don't know where they all go.
What are you stuck on?
No, this my thing is really long. My character sheet, right?
I know. So I have my own. They're all rather long.
That's why
I'm asking. What are you stuck on? Nothing. You can be assisted.
Don't worry. Just wish me luck on the roll. Whoop. I tried.
That's your action.
Yeah. That should be fine. Probably not. Bonus action. Yeah, no, that's all I can do for now.
Gotcha. And action dash. Oh, by the way, I made this rule for rebels, and I was thinking of making it here. Diagonal movement is a go.
Really?
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Right, you're up.
Yeah, that was the...
You got this.
I require my Odula. Oh, Jesus wept. Okay. Hold on. Why'd you guys have to be such in an inconvenient spot? Like, what the fuck? Okay. So that middle point is where I'm casting it. So I don't hit any of us. And I'm casting Steel Storm.
Sleetstorm.
That's what I meant. I don't know why I said steel. Honestly.
All good.
As I say, looking at the spell.
All good. What's the save?
It's Dex.
A 5, a 16, and a 15.
Hold on, I've clicked off of everything. No, I know, I've just clicked off of everything ever possible in all sheets, and I'm just staring at Wooly's profile picture. Hold on, I just gotta get back to round one to be.
I'll try to recreate your sheets in Roll20 to make it easier.
That's okay, don't worry about it. Okay. What did you say the rolls were, sorry?
5, 16, and 15.
Okay. So 2 would save. So one of them, the one that rolls a 5, would fall prone. The rest are just now on difficult terrain. And gotcha. Kind of really see swell for a bit.
I put an icon on the one that fell prone.
Okay.
Damage?
Nope. There isn't any damage for it.
Gotcha.
It just makes the area difficult terrain. And if anyone enters on the start of their turn, they need a roll. It lasts for a minute, so any attacks you guys want to do might want to be a little bit ranged for a minute.
Gotcha.
That worked.
And I was going to use something else.
And your son?
No.
Cantrip?
Yes. You just have to give me uno momento. 60 feet, I know that already hits. And the one that's prone, I cast Ray of Frost.
Ooh. Oh, wait, no, you can't cast 2 level spells on the same turn.
Oh, it's a cantrip.
Oh. Oh, I don't know why.
I'm like, what?
I was thinking of Scorching Ray.
It's a cantrip, John. I'm like, yes, I can.
Bye-bye.
I just need a roll damage for it.
Because
it's prone, it would hit it anyways. Well, 3.
Damage.
And its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn, but obviously it's, you know. Yeah. You know. You know. Okay, I'm done.
I was going to use half his movement to get up. Only has 10 feet, Jesus. Actually, 5. Because it's a sleet storm.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hold his action.
Okay. Because he's on a little bit of difficult terrain right now.
Osha, you're up.
Okie dokie. I can try to speak to them again, but I have to intimidate them to get the bonus.
I don't think they'll hear you, nor want to pay any attention to what you have to say.
John, will they listen to me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Should I roll?
They'll hear you.
Should I roll?
I like that. They'll hear you.
Can I try the intimidation? So I have to do the roll first, and then I can try intimidate.
Both are. If you want to persuade them, then that's an action. Intimidation is also an action.
Because I have a bonus on intimidation.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to just roll it quickly.
16. Let me do a wisdom save. 8, they fail. They're somewhat scared of you.
Listen here, punks. If I were you, run back to the human kingdom or I'll crush your skulls underneath my feet. Do you know how it feels to be crushed by a bear?
Piss off.
Well,
do we just tell you to piss off?
That went well.
Oh well, then I'll just eat them alive.
Yes, cannibalism.
I'm a bear. It's not cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
I'm a bear. I eat humans.
Well, I mean, like, they're sentient beings, you know, so, like, they've
got It's not cannibalism, mate.
But...
As a part of my intimidation, Ursa goes in all fours and starts to ready a charge like a normal bear would. And growls at the guards.
The one you intimidated is somewhat nervous, but the other one is fine.
Which one is nervous? The one on the right?
Yeah. This guy.
Okay, then I'll end my turn for now because I'm not going to do any bonus action. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can I end my turn?
That works. You see, he smacks his hand and a wave of thunder or a dome of thunder just erupts.
Spell.
They both fail. Damn. Okay. This guy is knocked out. That's it. Action dash out of here. For the one on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oz, you're up.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Let's go. Blood Rash. I'm gonna take two, so I'm gonna get plus two to hit, plus two to damage. Then I want to move over here, so I've got line of sight, right? Do I have line of sight?
Yeah.
Line of sight? Okay, bet.
Yeah.
Not mistaken. Let's see what it is. My longbow, it is six. Plus two, so that's eight to hit. That's 15 hit.
15 hits.
Cool. I'll roll my second damage action with my longbow as well. Now, Summer. 20 hits. And then damage is, let's see, it's 1d8. 1d8 plus 3, but plus extra 2 for damage, and then I'm gonna roll 2 of them. Summer, is that fine?
Yeah,
cool.
17,
thank you. On the actual end of my turn,
that's the end of combat.
Wasn't there a third one? Oh shit, there was a third one, guys.
They ran.
Guys.
The other two ran.
Oh no. Wait, there was four and not just two. We let two of them escape.
I did tell you I should have eaten them.
We're getting sloppy. Jeez.
Should I charge after them?
Can you end the sleet storm?
Sorry, John?
Yeah.
Dev is asking for you.
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
I end the sleet storm.
Desire.
I want to search the corpse, please.
He finds a sword and medium armor.
Who wants the armor? I got the sword.
No need for me. Thanks.
What do I find, John? Same thing?
The same thing.
Let me just add it to my notebook.
Bear, insect, carry the bodies, we'll smelt the, not carry the body. Take the armor and stuff, we'll smelt it, we can make some good stuff for that.
Sure thing. Wait, did you forget my name already?
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
Ursa just carries the body away.
So what am I supposed to do with this one? I've got the armor.
Carry him. Sword.
I think I can carry this dude.
No. Ignore the body, he said. Grab the armor and the stuff. They'll smelt it for better gear.
Oh, well.
Okay. That works for me. So what are we going to do about the two that escaped?
What can we do?
I mean, we could obviously... Yeah, where would they go in this situation, honestly?
Oh, it's so zoomed in, holy Christ.
Oh, cool. That is super cool.
No idea.
Me, oh my, look at this beautiful architecture.
You like it? This is one of our audience back in the day.
Wait a moment.
Did it actually move?
Yes.
Ursa just immediately sits in front of the face and starts sketching it.
Well, that's going to take some time.
We call these titans. Forged through years of blood and sweat. They defended our lands for hundreds of years.
Then what happened?
But sadly enough, the humans in Rise taking over land. We used to use those other island filled with a rare mineral called Electrum. We used to use that to power the giants, but when the humans took over, we sadly couldn't do that anymore.
Electrum? Jeez. Things are expensive.
Yes.
Kind of crazy.
Indeed. Honestly. It's been, I'd say, 100 years since the last Titan fell. What a shame.
Huh. It actually is.
Excuse me.
Yes, you.
No, thank you. John, can I just... I want to look what's in, what might be inside its eyes and mouth cavity.
You see deteriorated metal.
How bad is it? Like very old bad. Car in a junkyard?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like Bumblebee before he got the blow up.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. It's fixable.
No, I'm talking about the first Transformers movie when he looked like shit.
Oh no, but that's still fixable.
Ray, are you coming along?
I'm assuming it's like a 1950s vehicle in a junkyard type thing, because it's been like over 100 years, you said, right?
More like 1940s.
But okay. Yeah. So completely rust ridden inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
Still immaculate construction.
Dev jumps in the mouth.
Okay, I'm gonna join.
Did he just...
Don't ask questions. Jump in the mouth.
You're not supposed to go into... You know what? Freya. We need to be eaten. Come in.
Up, no, you're it. Fine. I'll wait outside. No. I'll come in soon with Ursa. No.
What do you mean you'll come in
Ursa's
soon?
Ursa's drawing still, man. Let them
Yeah,
go.
I'll stay with Ursa. So he's not outside alone.
Okay. Yeah,
and then we'll Ursa, follow.
And Ursa, can, you two can protect each other in case something happens, but scream if it does.
I'll send you a message if I need to.
I know. Okay. I'm quite good at screaming.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
she just sits
make
on
sure
a rock
you, like,
behind you, Ursa, and she's just kind of watching around.
I wonder if those two are going to be okay.
My boy, oh shit, I forgot my boy. They're my boy. I'm going to leave my boy with them.
Maybe he could find some treasure in the sand.
Yeah, well, you can always ask Linka to do that. It's all good. But I assume he'll stay with you guys for now, so.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Those who enter the cave, you go through a tunnel.
Magic tunnel.
Secret tunnel!
You walk for about half an hour and you make it out.
Honestly, yeah. This is like sort of cozy. I'm not gonna lie.
Damn, your things are massive, bro.
Top, bottom. Oh. No.
People.
You may plop yourselves at the bottom.
Cool.
Bam.
So, Div.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that, like, you know, all this secrecy and, like, you know, craziness is, like, you know, part of a big masterful plan, right?
Yes.
That's good, at least, you know. It's good to have, like, you know, some sort of, like, you know, plan of some sort.
Indeed.
So, did you think they didn't have a plan?
Honestly speaking, yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Come on, then.
How do you know this place is safe? I mean, like, you kind of just brought us into, like, you know, off the beach, and we kind of got, like, attacked. Oh, shit. Attacked. So.
I mean, it wasn't anything we couldn't handle, right? Why are you so close to me, weirdo?
I'm not close to you, bro. But you're my bro-me, bro. Don't you want to be close to me, bro?
Bro, there's close, and then there's, like, personal space, get out type close.
But there's only, this like, place one is safe, don't worry. You see, Dev, I was down to this guy. My king. Two of the... These are two... Well, one warrior and an alchemist.
I'm a warrior as well. Your king,
I bow and greet the king.
Yes, yes, bow as well. But like, me warrior too. I go Oonga Boonga as well.
I go Oonga Boonga as well.
Quote that shit.
I guess. Something a warrior would say.
The ultimate Oonga Boonga warrior right there.
Plus, I am an alchemist, so. Many
only
W's.
Two?
No, there aren't two. There's actually around, what, five of us in total? The other two are outside, the tunnel, drawing and watching the area, I suppose.
Yeah, if I'm gonna be honest with you, they're about to get you guys caught, like, extremely fast. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
You brought sightseers. to a wall.
Well, technically, he's a scout, so he's marking locations, I'd say.
As best as he possibly can.
Yeah,
and there's only five of them.
Well,
there's
yeah.
only five of them.
What, did you want the entire army to come with?
At least 25 would have been more helpful.
Well, if I'm being honest with you, my kingliness, we're actually sent you to, like, you know, be a scouting party. We're sent you to confirm if warrior or hero activity was a issue, and if that was the issue, then, you know, we'd be getting to some greasing of the pigs. But, you
I
know,
see. Just...
You see.
Mm. Okay, I understand that. While you're here, then help us with an issue.
What's the issue?
On the other shores, a lot of them are storing supplies on their ships. We need to burn down their ships and cut down their supply.
So in other words, cut off supply routes so that it's easier for you to take over due to lack of supply from the enemy's end. Simple
Correct.
Enough. I assume you have some sort of plan to do that.
Indeed. Olaf. Olaf will hide you guys and he'll fill you in on the plan.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Olaf.
You see, he's riding a... in the first picture. Discord's finally working.
Is he riding a boar with horns?
I swear he's riding... If he's riding a bear, I'm going to make fun of it.
Noise.
Were you posting it? Where did you post it?
There you go. Hold off. Can't tell the story.
I wish Very it cool. was a bear.
The boar starts sniffing you guys.
It says Wani but male. Sorry.
The Wani. <funny. laughs> I'm very confused from that.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it, I suppose.
Okay.
Dev, you stay. We need to discuss other plans as well as how to free the others. Olaf, take our guests and cut out their supplies. Once you guys return, we'll assign you with some more missions. I thank you for your assistance.
It's always a pleasure, my king.
Indeed. Where to, Olaf?
Come then. Let me guide you to battle and glory.
Excellent.
Very... What you call it? Battle craze down.
There's nothing better than battle and glory in one sentence.
He will fit in perfectly with us. Let's go!
And while you guys were talking there... And making your way to the tunnel, we'll move to Ursa and Freya. What do you got there?
Okie dokie.
Petting Lincoln while looking at the area, observing. It's a drawing at the same time, just kind of watching.
Friend Freya?
Yes, Ursa?
Okay, so I've drawn a map as well. What do you think?
I like it.
While we're busy scouting this location, it's better to think they... Well, everyone else thinks I'm having fun, but I'm actually faking it. I'm taking notice of the surrounding environment and possible dangers. Of course, I am also marking the Titan as a landmark. That's actually why I'm sketching him.
No, no, you're fine. I trust you, Ursa.
Thanks. Even though it's cool to draw, but it's better to have it on a map.
That is true.
So, should we use our beloved dog here as a natural treasure hunter?
I don't know what he'll find, but I mean, you can ask him. I don't think he'd mind digging.
What about it? Can you find us something?
He tilts his head and wags his tail.
good enough. But, friend Fry, why didn't you go in?
Well, you're outside. I was just watching and just keep an eye on your back while you're drawing.
Oh. If there were someone to come behind me, I would have just hid under the sand, but thank you.
Okay, Ursa. She just kind of like pats your arm. Okay, Ursa.
I did say I was good at rolling. They will never catch a bear rolling on sandy slopes.
You know, you have a point. You have a point.
In fact, I might even crush them.
Maybe you would.
That reminds me, I sense a presence. Is Frederick here? Well, Mr. Freddy, specifically.
He's here. He's usually always here.
I don't know why I can sense him, though. It's strange.
No idea.
He's breaking the fourth wall.
Maybe I am.
Isn't that your skill, though?
Yeah, I know. He stole it. He went into James's campaign and stole my character's ability.
Because I only have tremor sense, so I wouldn't actually detect a ghost, but let's go with it.
I have absolutely no idea, but it's okay.
I'm just going to investigate the area a little bit more. Especially these cliffs. There could be a lot of spots that can be used.
Just be careful.
If I roll, you'll know.
Okay.
John, do I see anything out of the ordinary or unique on this cliff?
Roll perception.
I knew this was coming. Okay, perception.
Wisdom.
Yep, I'm just checking my wisdom modifier. Plus one. Never mind.
Damn.
Oh, that's my first one.
You know, that's your first bad roll in weeks.
I mean,
you've had some just brilliant friggin' rolls, too.
I knew this was going to happen eventually after doing that many good rolls. At least it wasn't in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I get this very foreboding feeling from John?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a very bad feeling.
How far is it, tremor sense?
Oh, my tremor sense? Oh no. I don't like that question.
Start rolling, Ursa. Start rolling.
It's 20 feet.
Yeah. You sense nothing out of the ordinary. And you see your friends come out accompanied by a dwarf on a hog.
Ursa hurries back. Oh, companions, you're back. And who's this fellow?
Meet Olaf.
I am Olaf. Pleasure to meet you, my future acquaintances. Let us charge foot to battle.
Yes. Honor and glory. I can go on all fours and charge with you, sir.
He's one of
I like this one. Death to oh, humans.
You don't... Hey, Ursa, don't forget, I can go big mode, and I can charge too.
Big mode?
I would like to switch into my massive mode. Thank you very much. What's it called on the sheet?
Armor mode.
Armor mode. I just get big.
I get this very odd feeling all of a sudden.
That's how you begin to sense it. Moving but... in the ground.
Oh, shit.
Oh no!
Everyone move! Everyone move are now!
Playing, are we playing hey. Tremors right now? Is this what's happening, John? Have you been watching too many 90s shows?
80s? 90s? 80s and 90s. It's 90s. Wait, wasn't it a new one recently?
Two giant worms pop out from the ground.
I'm still on my rock. I like my rock. That's why you sit on the rock in sand, okay?
Sand rock. Initiative then.
16.
Mm-hmm. How do
I stay on 11, my rock?
11.
Oh, okay, so much better.
Hold on, I'm trying to violently move the turn order.
Kazi, did you actually put in all your stuff into the character sheet now?
Yes, I did.
Well, why,
actually. Oh, what the fuck?
Thank
okay,
you.
Well, you know what?
I'm sorry, Lou. That was probably
that on like a pro. Hold up. Shit, I need a roll for Lincoln as well.
I put a decent amount of it in.
Oh, shit. Let me get Lincoln's thing as well.
So it makes my job easier. Thank you.
It's yeah, a pleasure,
brother. Yeah, John, I like you, but not enough. I've done my own. I'm not doing this one, too.
Don't worry, Lincoln
I'll,
is
I'll
right
I'll just use my standard sheet. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
Just ask Jims to do it. That's what I do.
I wish Jims was here to say something about that.
He would agree and say he does. Because he fills them out and then I just put all of the attacks and stuff in.
All right. Yeah, a lot of scream. We have to take care of these ones first before the parents come here.
You got fucking what, mate?
These are just the older and young ones.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
For that size, it's quite impressive.
So now's not the time to be impressed by sandworms.
Actually, as a good test, can you go touch one? Let's see what it does with a goblin.
You, my friend, are crazy. None of that. None of that.
Feisty fuckers, aren't they? Look at the teeth on that one. You see, he takes out his hammer.
There's some big boys, eh?
Oh, Mr. Olaf, do you want to play a game? Let's see how many which one can break more teeth.
You're on.
Okay, I'll take the one on the right.
Hey, don't leave me out of this. I can still fight like that too.
Ursa's too distracted by the competition.
Fuck that, I'm joining in. Screw you guys.
It bears down in the sand. And comes up here.
Oh my, you're quick.
It's gonna take you.
Okay, what's how do AC? I... My AC is
19. Top of the sheet. 19. Both
in it.
Your turn.
Sorry, John, you broke up a bit then.
Your turn.
For what?
You can attack.
Oh, yeah.
The board.
It's just your turn.
Oh, sorry, my dice was in the way. I didn't see the turn order. I was very confused for a moment. Like, it was completely covered. I didn't even see who we were in there. Okay. Let's see. I will. Okay, how close is it to me?
It's in your face.
Okay, great. I'm going to do a melee attack with my katana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just get my dice. Okay, it's 1d8. Oh, wait, I have to roll to see if I hit first. Dexterity. I assume that's a miss.
That is a miss.
Okay, I'll do a bonus action then. I'll do
You do have multi attack. You have extra attack.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
No problem.
Oh, really?
Never mind.
Come on.
How do you roll the same thing twice?
I don't know.
You're magical, bro.
I feel like a magical girl at this moment. Okay, I'll do a bonus action then. Okay, I'll do a... Just want to double check. I'm going to do a thunderous roar, John.
Gotcha. With the save?
The con save is a D15.
D15. Con. Sixteen, it saves.
Ah! Today is not my day. I'm ending my turn.
End too. This fight might be a minute, so we'll continue this in the next session.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Aw, I wanted to punch things.
We're ending the session after my horrible rolls.
Those rolls were too bad.
My rolls were so bad, Quantum had to end the session.
He was like, we're not doing this anymore.
Come back with better rolls.
Oh, my soul.
Okay, so next session is Tremors, then.
Yep.
Yep.
At least they're not the Butt Blasters.
Oh, thank you. For all we know, maybe in two sessions...
Sorry, let me correct that. Ass Blasters. My apologies.
Maybe in two sessions we're going to have Predator in the campaign, then. And then Alien.
Working our way through.
Ass Working through the horror thriller movies.
That's what they were called. Ass Blasters. That's what they named them. They actually were.
I'm not lying.
The dungeon dummies, thanks for stopping by. Braved a million monsters just to say goodbye. We rolled all the dice, played all our parts, cast a little magic and broke some hearts. Dungeon dummies, we had a blast. Fought our fears and spells we cast. From goblin caves to wizard spires and dragons breathing magic fires. We fumbled our way through the dungeons deep. Nearly got lost, but our laughs we keep. So if you're in trouble, don't you fret. We're the dungeon dummies, we're not done yet. Dungeon dummies, out of luck. We'll be back to bring the pluck. With swords and skulls and reckless schemes, we're here to live those tabletop dreams. So tune in next time, same old quest. The Dungeon Dummies will give our best. Until then, adventurers, stay alive. Dungeon Dummies signing off, roll a nat 20 and thrive.